You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Biden Thursday outlined the U.S.'s pandemic strategy for this coming winter, which includes new vaccination sites, testing requirements for travelers, and reimbursements for at-home COVID tests. He also encouraged all adults to get a booster shot. Meanwhile, with cases on the rise, Germany will soon bar unvaccinated people from non-essential stores, restaurants, and other venues, reimpose a national mask mandate, and more. Parliament is also weighing a vaccine mandate. In other news, last spring it became clear that a small number of people who received the AstraZeneca shot suffered from rare blood clots. Now, scientists say they may have figured out why this happened. Next, the chief of the World Trade Organization recently stated that she is very concerned about the persistence of vaccine inequity, saying that it could have a ripple effect on global economic recovery. And UK officials approved a second monoclonal antibody treatment called Sotrovimab that's been found to decrease the risk of hospitalization and death in high-risk adults. Scientists add that there's some evidence to suggest it will work well against new variants, including Omicron. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.